Music and tequila. When you think about all the partying you've been to and all the times you've listened to, music and tequila are always tied together. And today I'm excited about reviewing this right here, the Musica Tequila Añejo. And this is called the Blues Reserva. So let's pop this one open. All right. I have not had this yet. It's brand new, fresh pour. I did get an opportunity to do an interview with the owner, co-founder of this brand, Chris Andrews. Him and his wife started this company. They are from Michigan, and they live down in Florida today. And engineer, musician, guitar player, singer, owned a music studio, was a music producer, and has really been involved in lots of different music projects. And they got the idea to make a tequila. So here it is, coming out of NAM 1598, which is in the Valley. And these guys are using Valles Agaves. They're using high-pressure autoclave for cooking, or mill, open fermentation, I believe stainless steel. I know he talks about it in our video. But what they did special with this is, you've heard of the Mozart method, where they're playing music while the tequila is fermenting. And what they did a little different is they got with one of their blues bands, and they played blues music the entire time this was fermenting to see really if it would do anything special. 264 bottles. It's all that's made of this Blue Reserva. And let's dive into it. Wow, a lot of cooked agave. I get a nice barrel or whiskey note on there. That barrel note's just oak. I get a little bit of chocolate in the nose. I get some brininess as well. But a lot of good cooked agave and caramel oak smell. So let's give this one a taste. A lot of barrel influence. I still get that agave. I get a nice fruitiness. I pick up a little bit of that dark chocolate. It has a nice sweetness and a nice barrel note to it as well. The finish is nice. It's nice and long. It's peppery. It's warm. It's sweet. I get some agave in there. And I pick up some more chocolate in the finish and a very nice sweetness. I want to dive into this one again. There's a little bit of vegetalness and some minerality in there as well. This is a well-rounded añejo. I do know that it was American oak and also Hungarian oak. He talks about the aging times in the video. This to me almost drinks like an extra añejo. I forget how many months he said. You have to check the video out. I believe it was 18 months in the oak, in an additional time frame in the Hungarian oak, double barreled product. You got to check this out. This is just a fantastic añejo. If you can find these, you know, I know only 264 bottles, so it's pretty difficult to find, but it's definitely a great añejo. I really enjoy this. Go check out the interview I did with Chris. He talks about their whole process and how they got in the business and kind of their whole story behind it. And really a cool story behind this magnificent bottle that is just absolutely amazing. Check it out. Cheers. Thanks for watching. If you've got a tequila that you'd like for me to review, throw it in the comments below. If you're ever in Indianapolis, you want to have a drink here and make a video, let me know. Just put it in the comments or send me a DM. Talk to you soon. Thanks for watching.